This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you want to call in, talk about whatever is on your mind, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And we're talking about the vaccine mandates and how Democrats are beginning to turn against them because presumably they've realized, hey guys, there's a midterm coming up next year and we're already expecting to get our asses handed to us, evidently. This pushback against the mandate, it's not going to make things any better. However, the White House seems unbothered by all of it. Aides are convinced that the mandates are necessary to finally tamp down the pandemic, which they believe is Biden's political end-all be-all. If he manages to defeat the pandemic, presumably that will help him get reelected in 2024, even though there is nothing the President of the United States can do to worsen or help or defeat a global pandemic. I don't know why people think it is within the scope of the powers of the President to do that, but he is, in fact, a flesh and blood mortal, and he is not capable of fighting forces of nature. Worse, Biden is a senile flesh and blood mortal who is losing his mind. And they point to an uptick in vaccination rates after businesses and other institutions implemented their own mandates as evidence that they work. Well, yes, when you tell people you have to get this thing or you're fired, you won't be able to feed yourself or your family, shockingly, that level of extortion is effective.
And it's kind of scary that they're saying that like it's a good thing. Like, no, it works. If you threaten people, they'll just do it.
Because that's exactly what this was. It was a threat. It was extortion. It was, we're going to hold your livelihoods, your entire career, the life that you've built because you have to work to earn money and you need money to buy food and to pay rent and all these other things. We're going to hold that over your head and tell you that you can't have it if you don't obey. And now they're like, we know it works. That's why the administration and the president will continue pressing forward, said White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Biden himself was initially skeptical of requirements that people be vaccinated against the coronavirus out of a belief that most Americans would jump at the chance to get their shots if they were free and easily accessible, proving that Joe Biden doesn't understand Americans. He wanted to steer clear of the politicization that has hampered much of the COVID-19 response, viewing mandates as a concept that could easily spark blowback. I wonder what changed his mind, because they did spark blowback, as evidently Biden thought they would. The concern all along was that mandates can be polarizing. Yes, forcing people to do things against their will by extorting them is a polarizing thing. It shouldn't be, because everyone should oppose such a horrific thing, but it is. That they have the potential to further entrench people in their resistance, said Celine Gounder, who advised the Biden transition on the COVID-19 response. They really tried with incentives over the summer, hoping they didn't have to go to the round of mandates.
Oh, God.
So they did do the incentive nonsense, and that didn't work. I'm sure it worked for some people. Hey, here's, at one point, wasn't some city going through, like, the drug-infested street, giving people cash to...
Yeah, they were doing that in Worcester, Massachusetts, on South Main Street. They were going up to known addicts or homeless people, like, hey, I'll give you $40 for your next fix. You just take this vaccine.
And they would do it.
Yeah, of course they would.
There were also lotteries and giveaways and nonsense like that. It's like, look.
Donuts.
If this thing was really a good idea, none of this would. Like, staying alive is enough of an incentive that it would spur most people to go get the vaccine. Hey, get this vaccine or you're going to die from this disease. Okay, I'm listening.
Yeah, generally you don't need to bribe people and coerce them and blackmail and threaten them to do something that's a good idea.
Absolutely not. It's also important to keep in mind the importance this issue had on the presidential election. Swing voters in particular strongly disagreed with Donald Trump's failure to act and ignorance towards the severity of the virus. Voters wanted leadership and a plan, and President Biden delivered.
They're calling it? Is this what delivery is?
This is rulership, not leadership, and I hate that so few people understand the difference. A ruler orders you what to do. A leader suggests to you what is probably a good idea to do. A leader is someone you choose to follow because you think it's going to benefit you. A ruler is someone you have to follow because otherwise they're going to inflict violence against you. Biden, like all politicians, is a ruler, not a leader. The White House is quick to point to polling that shows voter support for its requirements for healthcare workers and large employers to be vaccinated. Yeah, well, I don't really care what the average voter thinks about requiring healthcare workers and large employers to be vaccinated. This is the issue with democracy as a whole, right? If I was injured, if I had some bizarre pain in my body that was going for weeks and weeks, okay, let's try democracy. I'm just going to ask the internet what's wrong with me, and whatever they decide to do is what I'm going to do.
Terrible idea.
That's a horrible idea. Everyone immediately knows the flaw in that idea. It's like, okay, but the average person knows nothing about human anatomy, and what they're going to tell you is almost certainly they're going to diagnose you with having a brain tumor or something.
Yeah.
When really you just, you know, I don't know because I'm not physically ill, but really you just have a stomach ache or whatever.
Yeah.
Or they're going to say you have a kidney stone when it's just a stomach ache because the average person is not a doctor.
Well, and the thing with democracy is nobody's ever going to be happy because somebody is always losing.
Also, absolutely true.
You know, and it just completely crushes the idea of the individual because we're all different. We're all individuals, and there's no one size fits all for what's going to work for people. So whether that's medicine, laws, rules, regulations, no matter what it is, people should be able to make their own decisions because we're all different. We all have different priorities. We all have different wants and needs and goals, and that should be honored. And democracy just completely destroys any real hope of that.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. If you're a Democrat and the Republicans win, you're upset. It's ruined your life. If the Democrats win, the Republicans are upset. Imagine how it feels being a libertarian with this nonsense going on. No matter who wins, we don't get what we want.
And when you think about like a presidential election, for example, generally it's like pretty close. It's almost half and half. It's like a few percentages of what makes the difference of who wins or loses. So either way, almost half of the country is going to be disappointed. Almost half of the country is not going to have the ruler that they wanted.
It's absolutely silly, and it's all the more reason that the United States should just break up.
I mean,
it's a system that perpetually has roughly 50% of the voting population unhappy with the results. And the non-voting population, which vastly outnumbers the voting population, is upset with the results no matter what, because whether they mean to be or not, they're not taking part in this system of oppression that we call the state. They're anarchists.
Yeah.
Even if they're not ideologically anarchists, they don't want anything to do with it. They clearly just want to live their lives.
And actually, I think those are sometimes the happiest people. The people who aren't paying attention to any of this nonsense are just completely avoiding it. You know, they don't care about masks and vaccines because it doesn't pertain to them, because they're off somewhere living their own happy life, taking control of their own fate. Those are the happiest people. It's the people that are watching the news and that are constantly funneling this fear porn into their brains that are miserable, and they're never going to be happy until they unplug from all of this nonsense.
You raise a really good point, but at a certain point, some of these people, I mean, if they're just trying to live, they're still going to have to put on the mask to maintain employment. They're still going to have to get the job. Even if they don't pay attention to the news or whatever, their employer's still going to say, yeah, no, I know you haven't been paying attention, but you have to wear this face diaper now.
Quit.
And if you don't, you're fired.
Well, get fired.
That's what I would recommend, right?
Just get fired. I know it's not so easy, but man, sometimes you have to make it work. Start your own business.
It's not impossible. A lot of people seem to be doing that. What do you think? What's the best alternative to just letting them fire you? I mean, I think getting fired and starting your own business is definitely the way to go. But there's other paths that people have taken. Some of them just bow in and get the shot or whatever. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Where you're invited to 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria and Nikki. And Bitcoin, as I understand it, is still on sale, so you can get it now over at Bitcoin.com. Evidently, you can buy Bitcoin directly from Bitcoin.com. So if you want a safe, reliable way to secure it, Bitcoin.com has it for you. And if you just need to learn about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin and you're sitting there wondering, what is this blockchain stuff that my grandkids keep talking about? Click just getting started at the top of the page there. Bitcoin.com. Just take a few minutes out of your day to watch a couple of short videos. It'll teach you the basics. But if you already know about cryptocurrency and want to stay up to date, news.bitcoin.com has all of the news and headlines that you would ever want. News.bitcoin.com. You can stay as alert as you need to, because the cryptocurrency world is an ever-evolving space, and it's important world-changing technology. So it's time, if you haven't already, get on over to bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Sarah calling from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I'm one of those believers that the lunar landing was a big hoax. That it's a big lie, and there's
Why do you believe that?
Well, I heard it from a lot of people, but and also, well, it was a means, it was a way to convince the world that the so-called free world was superior to the communist world at that time. So then the Soviet Union, they've always had a better space system than the U.S. And still today, I hear that the only way to go out into orbit is go through Russia. So they have the launch pad in Russia, and there's no other way to go up there, from what I was told.
Have you heard of SpaceX?
I heard of SpaceX.
It's a company owned by Elon Musk that is routinely sending satellites and other stuff into orbit, into space.
Well, then they have that the rocket launch, and they go into the wasn't he Russian? I mean, no, he was a British somebody that, and they come down in like a spacecraft or a parachute or something.
There wasn't enough there for me to piece together the question. However, I will say that NASA as well as SpaceX are regularly, well, maybe not regularly, but they still launch satellites from here, rockets from here in the United States that go into space. They launch probes that go out into space. So Russia, absolutely not the only ones capable of space-faring travel at this point.
So I have this question for you, Sarah. So at the time of the first, 1969 launch to the moon with Neil Armstrong, there were people there that witnessed the rocket ship take off. So what do you think that there really was a ship that was launched from the Earth?
Well, they just make up a lie, and they grab any rock and they say that's from the lunar rock. And also I knew like the person that was related, I mean that knew about the Mormon church, and one of the Mormon prophets had a vision like 100 years ago that there were people on the moon, and they were dressed like pilgrim. And I think that was a fashion of the universe. I think, like, everybody dressed like pilgrims 100 years ago.
Hold on.
And then he had a vision of the people living on the moon.
Hold on, Sarah.
That dressed like pilgrims, yes.
This Mormon thing of pilgrims living on the moon, you find that to be more believable than the idea that people went to the moon in 1969? On a scale of believability, the Mormon thing you just said is more believable?
Well, also, that's just the only one of the spiritual prophets of this, of the one that said. And then Emanuel Swedenborg, he had an out-of-body experience with the angels. He wrote a book about the people on the moon. Also, the ancient saints, Sanskrit, they had a chapter about people living on the moon. And also, they have a satellite image photo of the civilization and city and convention centers and sports arenas on the moon.
And you find all of this to be more credible than any of the videos or photographs or any other documents of the moon landing in 1969?
Well, they find out it's false because the Earth and the moon was not moving, because the Earth is moving at how many miles per hour? So if you were actually at the moon, you could see the Earth rotating. And also the moon is moving around the Earth, even though it's once every 30 days. So the Earth was not moving, and they had a lot of flies on the helmet. They found a bunch of pictures that was taken at the White Sands.
On the subject of the Earth not rotating, the Earth rotates in real terms. You know, I think it's 27,000 miles per hour, something like that. It sounds super fast, but it's also enormous. It takes a really, really long time. It's all about centrifugal force. You know, something spinning at X miles per hour on the outside is spinning around much more slowly than something spinning around on the inside at the same rate of speed. The Earth is very, very massive. So if you were to take a baseball and spin it around as fast as the Earth is spinning, yeah, you would absolutely see it. But something the size of the Earth, you're not going to notice. And it's 17,000, not 27,000. Thank you to a viewer at twitch.freetalklive.com for that correction. So you're not going to see it spinning. I mean, if you were to see the Earth spinning, if it was spinning fast enough that you could stand on the moon and watch it spin, we would be flying off of the Earth because it would be more powerful than the gravitational force keeping us on the Earth.
But, you know, all the satellite videos of the Earth, it is always spinning. That's what I kind of remember. Because, I mean, I know that we have people that go out to the satellite.
I mean, a lot of those are time-lapse as well.
Rotating. But the pictures, the videos that were taken of the lunar landing, the Earth was not moving at all, and the moon was not moving at all.
Right, you know? If you took a picture of, or a three-minute video of the sun just sitting there in the sky, you would be able to make a claim that, hey, look, this three-minute video is proof. The sun doesn't move. It's just a conspiracy theory that, you know, the time of day changes. Look, here's a three-minute video proving that the sun just sits there. And that's what you're seeing with the Earth footage of the Earth just sitting there not spinning. It's just like a three-minute clip of something. Well, no, of course you're not going to see any noticeable change within that time frame.
But also they have, like I said, they have that are suppressed by the U.S. government.
Why would the U.S. government suppress this?
Well, because they want to make the U.S. Like the most superior country, and we know that we're going to have a civil war coming here soon. We're going to be furloughed, and that's why they could invade the Ukraine. You know, they always portray Russia
is the Earth flat?
No, it's round.
Okay, but it's not spinning, right?
Well, the Earth is round and it's spinning, and most of the images.
Okay.
I
understand
now. The Earth is rotating, and so
and the issue with the moon photo is that you don't see the Earth spinning. But again, if it was spinning around that fast enough for you to see it from the moon in like a 4-minute video clip, we would have been flung out into outer space. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Sarah. I don't know what to say. I think the moon landing probably happened. I think that's a more impressive feat than faking it, and I think that would show, you know, America's space dominance more, but maybe I'm wrong.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Representative Matt Gaetz, Republican of Florida, on Tuesday vowed after the Republican takeover in the next election, there will be real oversight and real subpoenas in the House.
It has been 174 days since my colleagues and I sent a letter to FBI Director Wray asking basic questions about the FBI's involvement in January 6th.
But Gates suggested House oversight would fall under their control was cause for much concern on social media. The Biden administration this week signaled it would veto a Senate-led effort to nullify a vaccine mandate for private businesses, even as several Democratic lawmakers suggested they would support the effort. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters on Tuesday that if the bill comes to the president's desk, he will veto it. This is USA Radio News. The White House reacts to Biden meeting Putin.
Direct and straightforward. That's how National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan describes President Biden's roughly two-hour video call with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
He reiterated America's support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity.
Sullivan adding that President Biden warned Putin regarding those troops and what happens if Russia invades Ukraine.
If Russia further invades Ukraine, the United States and our European allies would respond with strong economic measures.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi predicted Wednesday that both chambers of Congress will pass the $2 trillion expansion of social benefits and climate change programs at the heart of President Biden's domestic agenda, which features a host of Democratic economic and climate priorities before Christmas. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Join us, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And we're raising funds with Give Directly, the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. They locate recipients in need and use mobile money to send them cash with no strings attached. So they've helped more than 1 million people, delivering more than $400 million over the last decade. And research shows that giving cash to people living in poverty can help drive a range of important positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, and education. Give.freetalklive.com will take you directly there. And there it will also point out to you that Free Talk Live is matching your donations one-to-one up to $30,000. So if you're feeling generous this holiday season, there's no better way to help families in Kenya. This is going directly to families in Kilifi County and Bomet County in Kenya. Give.freetalklive.com. Now, Sarah brought up an interesting thing, I guess I will call it, and we were talking about it during the break. Evidently, there aren't. It's not just the Earth is flat, the moon landing was fake. Some people believe the moon isn't real. And it took a little bit, cause I had never heard this before, so I want to get into it. Yeah. There was a three-hour presentation, according to this article. It was a flat Earth conference, so it's already in
already
the
sounds legit.
And which contended that the universe is a giant egg. Not egg-shaped, but a giant egg. There was a Manchester musician who posited that the Earth is the shape of a diamond, and yet another who believes that the moon is a projection. Welcome to Flat Earth UK Convention. When people ask me what I believe, I can't say that I believe in anything 100%, Gary John tells the audience during his opening address, apart from that we don't live on a globe. So the only thing he believes 100% is that the Earth is not a globe. That unshakable belief is one of the few points of total agreement for the 200-strong audience at this week's gathering. See, I always thought this was just nonsense, like this flying spaghetti monster people, right? That's like, they're just making a joke here. No.
No, they're serious.
These people actually believe the Earth is flat. There is less consensus, however, on what form the Earth actually takes. Some believe it to be a disk with the Arctic Circle in the middle, which is one I've never heard. I've always heard that the Arctic Circle is surrounding the flat Earth. Some believe that the circle is under a dome, above which there may or may not be an expanse of water. Others believe the Earth is just one in a series of ponds in a vast expanse of ice. And others still believe that the Earth exists beneath four cosmic rings within a giant egg-shaped universe. Most do not believe in space. None believe mankind has ever traveled there, which is why I asked Sarah whether or not she was a flat earther. She was the one who got me down this rabbit hole, because I don't know a whole lot about why these people believe the Earth is flat or any of that stuff, but I know that if you believe the Earth is flat, you can't believe in the moon landing, because
yeah.
One directly disputes the other. One speaker, the musician Darren Nesbitt, dismisses the circular model of the Earth entirely, correctly critiquing that the sun would have to travel faster in the south to make it around the outer edge of the circle, which does not match our observations. You can't trust YouTube, he implores the audience during his talk. You have to be your own authority. So where are these people finding these videos, and where are they getting their evidence if it's not YouTube? Because it's not going to be from scientific journals and stuff like that, so they've already ruled those out. Then you have to rule out YouTube as well. I don't know where else you can find, quote, evidence supporting the flat Earth theory.
You know, and I respect their distrust of authority and the mainstream narrative and, you know, what they're told in public school. Like, I totally can get down with that. But I think if there was anything I didn't believe, I just feel like at this point especially, we have so much evidence for space and the different planets and the moon. I mean, you can literally just look at it. So yeah. I think that's like a pretty solid...
Well, according to them, know, that's just a projection.
Projection of what? The Earth? Of what? What is it a projection of?
Maybe the article will get into it, but I think it's just that they're imagining NASA or whoever with... What would be the point? If we live in a dome or whatever, some surface onto which they could cast a projection, what would they gain from casting a projection of... what we call the moon onto the dome?
And you know what? It's like NASA spends like how many billions of dollars a year just to like fool everybody? You know, it's, I get the spending a lot of money on space exploration and, you know, the advancement of science, like that makes sense. But what is the point of spending all this money just to do nothing and just fool us all? Like NASA's just like another like space Hollywood, and they're not actually sending people up into space. All the rockets are, there's just so many inconsistencies with these theories, and it seems like the story that we're told and the evidence we're given about space being real and, you know, everything as we kind of know it now, that seems to be more consistent than the Earth is flat, the moon's not real, and space isn't real. Like, there's just so many inconsistencies there.
I kind of hope I'm wrong here, but I suspect that most of our listeners and viewers are not flat earthers. But if one is, please call in and explain to me what is supposed to be gained from either A, faking the existence of the moon, or faking the entire universe into being a globe that's orbiting a sun. What is to be gained from NASA and the government doing that? The Earth, according to Nesbitt, is more likely a diamond shape, with east-west travel facilitated by 4D space-time warps along the edges. allowing for a Pac-Man version of reality, where a traveler might sell off one side of the screen and appear at the other side.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I love Pac-Man.
I've heard this theory before about the shape of the universe, or about the nature of the universe, because it's so big and massive that we really don't know.
Yeah.
But we still don't know whether or not the universe is finite or infinite. Either one of those possibilities blows the mind when one stops to think about it, but if it's finite, it could very well be like that, where you go too far in one direction, you pop out the other side. It seems unlikely, but we really just don't know. But the Earth, I mean, people did this back in, you know, the 13th, 14th century. They just, like, set sail and discovered, oh, you know what, I can't go all the way around this thing. That diamond is propped up on 7 circular pillars because God likes the number 7, he said. This version, he explains, fits the evidence better and is supported by the Bible in the book of Job.
Okay, so God in the Bible is what is supporting the evidence? That's supposed to make this believable?
That's my best guess, yeah, is that the only reason people are flat earthers is because they're deeply religious, right?
Because the Bible and God already isn't believable and has zero credibility, so I don't know why, quote, you know, like, I don't know why that would make the...
Well, to a Christian, the Bible has plenty of credibility, right? All you have to do is believe it, and then it's completely credible because you believe it.
You just need to believe harder.
Several speakers throughout the weekend took time to highlight that evolution is a myth, accompanied by occasional heckles of monkey men from audience members. Definitely sounds like an ultra-fringe religious thing here. To their credit, there are members of the flat earth community who are determined to disprove the globe model through scientific experiments. Some use high-powered lasers over bodies of water to try to attempt to observe any curvature. Others create complex 3D models to explain the movements of the sun and stars. Although the ideas have persisted for generations, the modern flat earth phenomena is surprisingly recent. With some dispute, hold on, when I first encountered the community in 2013, flat earth arguments played out on a fringe message board. Well, they're still playing out on fringe message boards. The only difference is the internet has grown, and it allows these communities to more effectively interact with one another. However, if there were disbelievers among the 200 attendees at the conference, they were exceptionally convincing. There seems little doubt of the sincerity of modern flat earth proponents. I have no doubt that they're sincere in their beliefs, but sincerity isn't enough. You have to actually be right as well. 603-283-6160. We won't heckle you if you're a flat earther. I'm generally just curious.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
No.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
If you'd like to share them, 603-283-6160 with you tonight. It's Aria.
And Nikki.
And our friend Rich Paul, also known as Nobody, is not currently allowed to be on the show. So Bonnie has been going through some old videos of his compiling quotes together, and we like sharing those quotes here because he can't actively make, you know, public statements, but he's made them in the past, and some of them were pretty good, like this one. I just want to say that black lives matter, and until black lives are treated like they matter, then you can't say all lives matter because you're leaving people out. And there's a strong tendency among some libertarians to respond to black lives matter with, well, obviously, all lives matter, therefore black lives matter. But I think that's bad branding on the part of black lives matter. It's short and it's clever, sure. But what the Black Lives Matter movement is saying is that black lives should matter and that they currently don't. The should is sort of implied in Black Lives Matter. A lot of people say, well, obviously black lives matter, but they kind of don't in the United States. And that's why it's important to actually spread messages like this instead of just all lives matter. I mean, true. It's literally true that if all lives matter, then black lives would also matter. But you can't say all lives matter until black lives actually matter. So thank you, Nobody, for those quotes over the years. Let's go to the phone. We have Dell calling from Georgia. Dell, you're on Free Talk Live.
Right on. Okay. You know, I understand Sarah. That was a previous caller, I believe.
Yes, the caller who called in to say that she did not believe that the moon landing was real. Evidently, Matt also, Roach, who often is on the show, I think on Thursday night.
Yeah, he's on Thursdays.
Agrees. I was hoping he was going to sit in for a few minutes, but he ended up having other stuff to do, I guess.
Well, you know, I understand why people don't believe the government. I think we all understand why the government lies to us.
They lie unless it's more convenient for them to tell the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. And I wanted to bring up one point she said about the Earth spinning and you didn't see the Earth spinning from the moon. Okay, the space station is sailing over at about 18,000 miles an hour. And it may be going, they see, what is it, a sunrise every 20 minutes, I think. That's why she sees the Earth spinning. It's because of that. I hope that was clear. And I have another point I'd like to bring up for them to quote. Did we fake Apollo 13 and that disaster? You know, Tom Hanks and all of that. You know what I mean?
That's a pretty good movie.
Yes, but why would we fake that? To, you know, they're going to the moon. And that would be absurd. Okay, we're going to fake a disaster in space, too, to verify that we didn't really I don't know.
I don't either. I would assume the argument there, I mean, I'm not one of these conspiracy theorists, so I don't know. But
right.
You know, there's two different ways to take this. Either they faked the Apollo 13, you know, mishap that caused the accident that, you know, made them not go to the moon or whatever, because the first time they went to the moon, they found actual beings there or whatever, and they were warned to not come back. So they were like, okay, well, we still got to follow through with the American public, so let's send a fake ship out there that's going to have technical difficulties and have to come back. I could see that argument being made. But as to
the last landing was in 1970. What did we go, six times? I mean, I'm old enough. I watched Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin and Michael Collins. I wanted to be Neil Armstrong when I was 6 years old. And but you know, we had the moon buggy, and you know, I don't know.
I think Sarah is about the same age. Well, maybe a little younger. So, but still, she would have, you know, have been aware of the moon landing. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Dale. One of my favorite things that I've ever seen in the Doctor Who series, the reboot, I've never seen any of the original ones, but it was this episode all about the moon landing and stuff like that. And the Doctor pointed out, as they were showing the clip, that every single human being, for the rest of eternity, as humans explored the stars and other planets and colonized them, every single one at some point in their lives would watch that video of Neil Armstrong on the moon. And that's a beautiful thing. And it doesn't matter whether you're from Russia or China or the United States or whatever. Sure, the United States was the first one to do it. I think so far they've been the only one to actually put people on the moon. But it doesn't matter. The United States didn't put people on the moon. Human beings went to the moon. And I think that's an important sentiment, because before we can go anywhere else, we have to go to that closest rock.
Yeah, exactly.
And that closest rock is the moon. And whether I'm wrong or not, I view it as hopeful for the long-term future of humanity that can't just sit here on Earth forever, because Earth is going to die. And if human beings, and that's not a conspiracy theory, that's a scientific fact. It may be very far off, billions of years from now, but it will happen. If humans never figure out how to get to the moon, then they never figure out how to get anywhere else. And I tend to think humans will ultimately solve those problems. Maybe they won't. So getting back into the story about the flat Earth and all of this stuff, it doesn't really say a whole lot. Fame in the flat Earth world is not without its pitfalls. Sargent, one guy, was booked to speak at the conference before he gave interviews to the BBC, in which he espoused his belief that the Earth exists under a dome like a snow globe. These interviews reflected badly on the community, presumably because it sounds like nonsense, because it is. So he contacted Sargent to air his concerns over the interviews and how they were perceived by members of the flat Earth community. In response, Sargent publicly and acrimoniously withdrew from the conference. So they want to be able to believe that the Earth is flat, but they don't want to say that in public because they realize how ridiculous it sounds and that they'll be ridiculed and mocked when they say that.
You think, like, if somebody, like, truly believes something, that they would be comfortable telling everybody? You know, like, if you think you're right and you think that you have the evidence to back it up, why are you ashamed of that belief? You know, like, why wouldn't you feel comfortable with other members of your community voicing similar things?
Well, as you seem to be finding on Facebook, this seems to largely be an ultra-religious phenomenon.
Yeah, I'm waiting approval into a Facebook group. What was it called? It was like
Christians Against the Round Earth or something like that.
It was like
Christians United.
Flat Earthers United in Christ. So let's see if I can get in there and maybe I can provide a little bit of inside scoop.
I mean, that's the only explanation I can think of why anyone would believe that the earth is flat. Because, I mean, if you read the Bible, the Torah, the Quran, or any of these others, I mean, they don't explicitly say that the earth is flat. But the stories that they tell and the descriptions they use only make sense if the earth is flat. And, of course, at the time when all these stories were being handed down via oral tradition, most people believed that the earth was flat. And all the way up until Copernicus, the average person believed the earth was flat. And even after Copernicus, it was still believed that the earth was flat. So it's not surprising that the early religious texts were written more than 2,000 years ago, or give or take 2,000 years, are written from the perspective of a flat earth. And if you want to believe those texts to be true, you do sort of have to believe in the flat earth.
If God's all-knowing, then yeah, I guess you would.
And, you know, I can respect them from that point of view. Okay, you're riding this crazy train no matter where it goes. I can respect that, yes. But if you want to be a Christian, point to the Bible as an authority and just say, oh, well, it's misleading in these descriptions about the earth being flat. No, either go all in or go home. That's my point of view. And it seems these people have at least gone all in. One guy dedicated his talk to, quote, debunking the debunkers, dismissing arguments from globalist physicists like Neil Tyson, who I hate for entirely different reasons. It was hard not to be charmed by this person's charisma and confidence as he took us through some of his refutations of the criticisms leveled at his theories. Even if his understanding of distant scale and the movement of bodies in a closed system left a lot to be desired. And that's essentially what we ran into from Sarah, who pointed out that, you know, the videos of the astronauts, they showed the Earth just sitting there, not moving, which is exactly what you would expect. And anyone who understood the scale of things that was happening here would be like, well, of course you're not going to see the Earth spinning if you're looking at it from the moon over a period of 4 minutes. Just like if you're standing on the Earth looking at the moon, you're not going to see it spinning in the period of 4 minutes. That's actually because the moon is gravitationally locked with the Earth, so the same direction is always facing us. So the moon is actually rotating at the same speed at which it orbits the Earth. But that aside, you're not going to see the moon spinning around, even if it was actively spinning around at a different rate. Let's move on to something else, because that gave me a headache trying to explain it. I feel like I didn't say it very well. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. Talk about the flat earth or change the subject to something entirely, because that's what you can do. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.